Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the dimming twilight of what was once a bustling metropolis, the ghostly silence is punctuated only by the distant hum of diesel generators, discordant echoes of a world that dared to play dice with the environment and lost. Our cities, our homes, our very way of life now teeter on the brink of a precipice, the edge of an electric dusk. Power grid failures, once a fleeting inconvenience, have become the chronic pulses of a heart too feeble to sustain the body of modern civilization. This isn't the setting of a new post-apocalyptic novel. It's happening now, outside your window, as the lights flicker and the screens fade to black. The dark side of power grid failures, more than just candlelit dinners and paused television series, is an odyssey through chaos as healthcare systems gasp for electric breath, food supplies wither in unplugged refrigerators, and our collective security dissolves into the murk of shadow-clad streets. Imagine, if you can, a hospital where the steady beep of life-saving machinery gives way to a hushed uncertainty as backup generators bear the weight of human lives. Or picture a supermarket, the hum of refrigeration replaced by the stench of spoiling produce, what used to be a symbol of plenty, now a monument to decay. The cascading effects of electrical grid failures reach far and wide, rattling the cages of public transport, communication networks, and even water treatment facilities. In the wake of these outages, the societal veil is lifted, revealing the unprepared and vulnerable systems that linger beneath. Infrastructure that was built for the past, not the present, let alone the future. We've outgrown our cradle, but have somehow forgotten to weave the safety net. The very fibers of our society are fraying, igniting discussions laced with words like resilience and redundancy, words that, in our complacency, went unheeded for too long. As we face these recurring blackouts, it's critical to understand their causes. Aging infrastructure, spiked with a growing appetite for power, falters under the assault of increasingly severe weather events, a tangible, haunting consequence of climate change. It's as if Mother Nature herself is railing against the channels and cables that once seemed to cage her. And let's not ignore the elephant in the room, or rather, the mammoth, gone but not forgotten, the colossal impact of human error and neglect. It's the brushstroke that turns the canvas from a mere mishap to a full-blown catastrophe. Our own actions or inaction have turned the power lines into nooses, the substations into crypts. The question that hangs over us, heavier than the inky night, is what can be done? Solutions flicker at the edge of our collective consciousness, renewable energy, smart grids, decentralized power. Yet the implementation of these technologies comes at a snail's pace, bogged down by bureaucracy, lobbied by legacy industries, or simply sunk by the inertia of business as usual. As the implications of these power outages ripple through our lives, they leave behind a trail of tales. Stories that chill to the bone, not because of their novelty, but because of their unnerving familiarity. And with every repeat of history, the ink of our current narrative dries a darker shade, scripting an inevitable plunge into an electric dusk. But even as we pen this dark chapter, the human spirit flickers resiliently. From the ashes of the grid, communities rise, stronger and more interconnected than before. In the face of adversity, innovation and determination bloom, though not as widespread as one would hope. While the shadows of this dystopian world stretch long and cold, the sparks of human endeavor, in small homes, local cooperatives, maybe on a neglected street corner, still offer glimmers of a future that refuses to yield to darkness. The electric dusk is upon us, but so too is the opportunity to rewrite the narrative. Will we rise to the challenge, or remain characters in a cautionary tale whispered in the gloom?